Blog Talk Radio.
And everyone, don't come crashing. Just come at all and have a little dinner. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we are going wild. This is Jethro, and I have one of the most phenomenal individuals who's known for her psychic abilities, known to be also, to those of you listening in, as one of the super people who's going to be at the convention there in California. Who is it? What's going on? What do you want to know? It's Melissa Berman. Melissa Berman, and they're trying to take my vowels. Who's taking my vowels? Melissa Berman is award-winning, critically acclaimed actress, singer, and dancer. She is known at the Center at the Theater in L.A. She's also known at the Roxbury. You know, remember Don't Tell Mama in New York, you guys? This is one of the most not only phenomenal individuals. She's is internationally recognized as an intuitive spiritual coach, psychic medium. She's a nice healer. She's just really cool. She works with pendulums, candle reading. She's clairaudient, clairascendant, and clairvoyant. And we are lucky enough to get her here on Gone Wild. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great. I've gone wild, Jethro. I was dancing and singing when you were playing that cool intro music. I was getting crazy.
I love it. We are.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Excellent. This is so wild, and we've got a lot of people going, oh my gosh, you guys are both going to be, we're going to do this in out there in L.A. We're doing the Revive Your Spirit. Stay tuned. We'll keep filling you in for that. It's coming up here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting September 9, 20, and going to 9, 22nd. We've got people already writing in. We've got emails. We've got phone calls. They're like, Melissa, according to what is on the Internet, it says that you work with and do candle reading. Is this correct? And explain to us what you're saying.
Well, you know, candles tell a story. And when we burn a candle, sometimes, you know, you can go in full out ritual. It depends on your path. Yeah, I've sort of had the privilege of meeting a lot of different people from different kinds of backgrounds, whether it was Wiccan or shamanism or Native American or angelic or all of those. I had the privilege of meeting different people, and I just, you know, would be guided, and I would learn, and I'd move on, and all of that sort of stuff. So when we do candle work, we're working with that fire energy, and we're working with the energy of manifestation in co-creation with the divine. It's not outside of us. It's the intention. It's that intention of what it is that we are asking. And a lot of the times it's just for inner peace, you know, or sometimes it's for clearing the energy so that good can come in. And a lot of times the candles, the way they burn, will tell a story. And if you're doing candles that aren't glass encased, they definitely tell a story. Sometimes we have to do heavier work, you know, to clear the space for the light. So if we do some little reversing work or encrossing work or any of that sort of thing, and we read those candles that aren't encased in glass, and if they, the way they melt, the way they, if they change form, maybe they melt straight down, they all tell stories. And then the wax, when it, if it isn't a big puddle, it'll tell a story. Or if you're looking at your candle in a glass case and it's burning a certain way, it's telling us, it's giving us messages.
Love that. It's excellent. Listen, they're like, these two are high for PR, and we're wound, and we're ready for you guys. You've got to come to this event. It's at the Beverly Garland. What I love here, Melissa, is we've got another individual writing there. Our fans are just going crazy. They said, we can feel the energy through the phone. I'm out in New York, and this person is really good, and I feel that she's whatever she wants to be. Danielle wrote us that. She's like, I have a question, Melissa. I want to be like you are. I can feel the energy. Sometimes I get sad. As a reader, what would you suggest I do to keep my energy as high as you and Jethro's?
Well, Danielle, it's all about you, and it's not an ego thing. It's really about you being able to know that your gifts are your gifts. They're nothing that can be taken away from you. In our path, we will go through things, Danielle, where people try to usurp our power, and it's usually a past life thing. I'm going through something like that myself. It's not about me. It's about you, Danielle. But if you keep doing your work, just stay true to your heart. Do your preparations. Do your sacred space. Do your meditations and honor your gifts. It's about you, and your connection is divine and sacred and special, and so are you.
Love that. And those of you tuning in, you can get all of the information. Please let them know, Melissa, how to make contact with you, and I'm putting down your information in the chat room, and you guys can get
awesome.
This all on Facebook later on Psyche's Gone Wild
Psyche's
group.
Gone Wild.
Yeah, so we've got you, Elizabeth. We love you, Isabel, in the room. You rock. Here's the information on how to get with Melissa Berman. And Melissa, they've got another question here.
Sure.
Melissa, have you heard of the new age energy that's taking psychics by storm, and we're being moved around like pawns? I feel sometimes the energy stirring in me. Where should I be and where should I go? Because I feel like my heart belongs in Colorado, but yet my lover's in Seattle. Please help me, Justin.
Justin, hi. So, Justin, the first thing that you want to be aware of is where do you feel that you are growing? And if you are in a space, the energies right now are you're right, they're crazy as you know what. And if those of us that are doing this work, which is all of us that are connecting right now, right, we're all doing it in our own way and shape and form, we are being guided by our higher selves, by our souls, by the divine. And some of the roads we're hitting are bumpy and some of them are free. It's just the meeting of the worlds now in order for us to be lifted up. So I feel like your lover needs to meet you halfway more is what Spirit is sharing with me, that it's not you having to do all this work yourself. It's about where can the both of you meet together in the middle. And if you need a little bit more time before a relocation to really feel it out, that's what you need to do. Take your time with this, okay, because it's not in form yet, and you have to stay true to yourself. You have to come first. This is the message for all of us. We have to come first. We're not being selfish. It's about tuning into our God self or the Spirit self and making sure that we are in connection with that, because that is our connection to the divine, and that's what opens the doors. So be gentle with yourself. Don't beat yourself up if it looks like it's going in a different direction for a while. Just trust that you are tuning in to that of your awareness.
I love it. Hi, Isabel. She's writing down, you have beautiful energy. We love you. We've got you guys on the phone. You've been good. You've called 773-897-6461. Now we're going to have some fun with Melissa. 570, how do you know? 570, where you been?
I'm here.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
And your name is Isabel?
No, my name is Terry.
Hi, Terry?
Terry from Pennsylvania.
How do you spell your name, baby girl?
T-E-R-R-I.
Okay, from Pennsylvania. What part of PA?
Oh, past the Pocono Mountains.
Nice. How may I help you today?
I'm in a prison situation. I have a house up for sale and purchasing another house with a man that I've been with for a year and a half, and it seems like there's some obstacles coming up. I want to just see what you could pick up. Is it going to be a good move for both of us, or just pick up on your energies, which are very high energy today. I could feel it.
Thank you. Yes, it looks very positive. It's the market right now is being fickle, and because you have awareness, kind of lay back a little bit, lay low a little bit, because you want the right person coming to buy and the right place to go. The gentleman, does he get a little wet feet now and then? Does he get a little am I doing the right thing? I'm not doing the right thing. And that's making you nuts. It's like, row the canoe. Row the canoe. Stop it. Row the canoe. Just row. Damn it. Bless it. So for you, because you're strong, you know, you're very strong and you're very wise, just let the canoe float a little bit, and if you need to have that conversation with the gentleman, have it, and just say, look, you could even use the metaphor, okay, Terry? You can say, look, it's like being a canoe, you know, rowing, and it's like you're not rowing and you're rowing. We really need to get clear on this, because this is a big commitment, and it's not supposed to be based in fear. It's supposed to be based in honor and love and fun. And so because he's stressed about other things, he's not allowing it to be fun. And making sense.
He always says to me, just let it play out. And I am letting it play out, but there's some days that it bothers me more than ever.
And that's okay, because you're organized. There's nothing wrong with being organized.
It's funny, too. When I went to see this house that we put a bid on, I had such a feeling of a presence in this house, and this name came to me, and I had asked the realtor about it, the name, Stephen. And she says to me, where did you get the name from? I said, when I was in the house, I could hear the name being said, like, in my mind. And she says, it's the owner's son, but he's here. He's not passed. So I'm wondering if it was like a grandfather in that house. Telling me, like when I meditate, that name keeps coming in, and he keeps telling me everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
It feels more like Stephen could be a divine messenger for you that has helped you in other real estate situations. Could be like a guide that comes in just for that, like an angel that comes in just for that. Mm-hmm. So it may be that as well. So if you want to, in your meditations, just ask for more clarity about who Stephen is.
I've been asking.
Okay, you're not getting an answer? It just,
no.
To me, when you said that, it feels more like this may be somebody that, you know, helps in real estate from the other side and has helped you before
and is revealing themselves now. He seems like he's always there, like in my mind. He'll come and he'll go, and it's like such a strong presence. I meditate. My husband has passed, and he'll come in, but this was like a fluky thing again when she told me that.
It really
that
feels
was
like
the
a
name.
Like a guy, like a new, like not a new angel because he's been with you in other situations, but now you're ready to receive that presence more is what it feels like. So, yeah,
okay.
Ask him for as much help as you can get with the real estate deal and ask him if you're, you know, I'm getting the validation for it, but you want your validation for it and just say, you know, it was revealed to me that you're like a spirit angel helping with real estate. Is that correct? And then ask for a sign. Like, if this is correct, you know, I need to see a cat. Or, you know, just give yourself a little test with it. If that feels
it's
right to you.
It's funny that you said that because the lady that owned the home was a Wiccan.
Was what?
Ooh.
Was a Wiccan.
Oh, interesting.
She's good.
When you said the cat in her house above, like, the doorway is a black cat.
That's so cool. Well, I mean, the thing is that, Terry, you have really good instincts, and your instincts are very strong, and sometimes other people have to catch up to those, but that's not your job to feed their passive aggressiveness or passivity or whatever. Not that that's a wrong. If it's passive aggressive, that's not healthy, but if it's passivity, sometimes people just need a little extra boost. Just go ahead and trust that. Trust yourself. And if your gentleman friend is saying to you, just relax. Just, when these issues come up, put it in a way. First ask Stephen for help, and then put it in a way that your gentleman friend can hear you and just, you know, because sometimes he's got other things going on in his life that just he gets stressed about. And so this is like one more thing. And this is like
very
one more
bad, very bad divorce.
Yeah. So there's more things there than this. So he doesn't know that it's okay to have fun. Even the things he's telling you are the things that he needs to also apply. But because you have really, really good instincts, just go with them, and then you'll find a way to communicate that with him, and it'll be the right thing.
Okay. Thank you.
And all the best. All the best to you. Sending you lots of good juju for your move and your new home.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call. Thank you.
It was a privilege to speak with you, Terry. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We love all of you, and you're going wild, and we've got the phones going out of this orbit, so hang tight. If you get kicked out, it isn't me and Melissa. It's the Boogie Woogie Man, and he's playing with the phones, but we love it with the energy. Melissa, you are just phenomenal. We could feel the energy as you were reading her. I mean, you obviously you've done this more than once in your life, and you're just gifted, but I've got people teasing me because they're like, Melissa has got so much positive energy, and here we are, sitting here in Nebraska. We want to ask Melissa, she talks about working with past lives. Melissa, do you believe that I can have more than one life with this man? Because we've been together almost 20 years. We don't really seem to be in love anymore, but we can't let go. We feel like we're living out karma as kindred spirits. Does this make any sense? Please help me in Nebraska.
Yes. Hi, help me in Nebraska. How are you, honey? And gentlemen and every lady, everybody who's there, love, love, love you all. We're wild. What we're going to say is, yes, you're working on several past lives. You're not making it up. I'll share with everyone that the planet Pluto, which is the planet of transformation, of bringing the dregs up from the bottom of the earth and transmuting it into heavenly light, is in Capricorn, which is about stability, security, root chakra, settlings, all of these things, which is the planet of Saturn. We've got Pluto and Saturn, which is the taskmaster, going at it. Pluto is getting ready to go direct next week at the equinox. Everyone, just hold on that you're not making this up. You're being brought together in order to heal. It's okay that you don't feel the same way about each other. You had a destiny. Your destiny is now free will. When we talk about the difference between free will and true will is that small voice within us, that intuition that guides us when we know, don't turn left there. But our free will says, heck it, I'm going to turn right, and then it's a mess. So when we get into free will choices, we have to honor our true will. We come into karmic contracts. We have past lives that are getting our attention with health issues, primarily grief issues is what my discovery has been. And so with you and this partner, this gentleman, you have done as much work as you have to do, and now you decide, do you want to be together? You have the free will choice. The pull is, do we still want to be together? Do we? It's not your destiny anymore, but do we want to be together? That's your. Ooh, I got total chills on that. That's your free will choice. And so with that choice, you can part for a while, see if you miss each other, come back. But you have, through the grace of the divine, because I have everybody's permission to share this, I did a special blessing and meditation that I would be able to connect with everyone. That's a sacrament of our work together today, and in any work I would do with anyone, that's what my path has shown me to do. So now you get to be whatever you want with each other. So just hang in there. As the equinox comes, everything is going to shift. We're going to be able to breathe more easily, even though there seems to be like, what the F is going on? Just know that you have a free will choice now, and you can do what feels right to you. You can part for a while and come back, but you have completed what you've come to do, and that's magnificent. Congratulations. I'm going to cry because that's huge. Big deal. Big, big, big.
Feeling energies, and we've got individuals here. Brittany in California, I'm going to be their psychic, Jethro. I'm coming to your aura class. This person is really good. Her name's Melissa. I think she's like heavenly. I would like to ask Melissa a question. She talks about pendulums. Melissa, could you teach me how to read with pendulums, and what kind of stones do you think I should use for me to use for as a pendulum?
Oh, lovely question. Hi, Brittany. Hope we see you at the event. Hi. Pendulums are a form of divination. You're divining spirit with them, and it depends on what you're drawn to. I like the brass ones because they conduct metal, and brass is really a wonderful metal for bringing in spirits. Some people like to use crystal ones or stones. When you go to a certain shop, just see what you're drawn to, Brittany. See what calls to you. Play around with a couple of them. The best way to work with a pendulum is you're going to hold it in your hand. Always create divine space for yourself. In the name of love and divine, whatever is your particular path and truth, create a sacred circle around you and say, I am here to call in the divine, my higher spirit, God, divine angels, my higher self, to get guidance that is for my greatest and highest good and the greatest and highest good of those who need my help and my services. So you're going to hold the pendulum in your hand, and it may start spinning. Sometimes it will do that just to show you that you're connected to the energy, because it's basically the guides are communicating through that pendulum, and it's yes and no. Okay, so everybody has their own template for what they like to use. For yes and no, some people like to go in a circle to the right, and that is yes, or to the left, those are yes, well, actually to the right is yes, and maybe to the left is no, or back and forth, you know, in a straight line is no. You call what you want to have your standard be, and you can say that to the divine ones. You just say, dearest divine ones, how would you like to communicate yes? And they'll show you. They'll either spin your pendulum in a circle, or they'll go back and forth, or they'll show you, and then it'll stop, and you'll say thank you. And then divine ones, how would you like to communicate no? And then they'll show you back and forth or in a circle. And then you calmly, 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 with your intention pure, 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 ask your question silently or out loud and just wait for them to answer. And, you know, you'll get big circles, little circles, big straight backs and forth. It just depends. Sometimes the pendulum will just stay still, which means they can't answer it. Future questions we don't answer because the future is now, but we can do our best, is what they're sharing with me now when they say we. We can do our best to at least give a direction. So, but it's only for yes and no.
Excellent. Yeah, she's fighting here on the. I'm going as fast as I can. I laugh at you guys on Facebook. Don't go wild on me because you know I've got big fat fingers and I'm not a quick typer. We've got a lot of people going crazy. This is Roberta, a friend of yours, Jethro, from Monterey. I was at your psychic boot camp with you and Deborah Lynn Katz. Would you be doing the class on the angel maps at the psychic convention? You sent me the advanced registration. I'm trying to get a hold of them. It looks like we're going to be there. Yes, I will do that. It is like, you know, a two-hour class, so we'll get together. I have some facilities there. I am staying at the Beverly Garland, and those of you who got to meet my other half will be there, and it's like, we love that. She's going to be, Kay's going to be helping me with that, so definitely get a hold of us on psychesgunwall.com, and, you know, I'll do whatever you guys want. You know how that is when we used to do the boot camps here in Sedona, whatever makes it better for you. If you're learning about stuff, I won't say I always joke that I'm Pebbles and Bam Bam's friend, but I've just done this for quite a long time, so I do have a lot of information. So whatever class you ever want, I would do it. I am going to be using dominoes. We're going to be using some domino readings. I have a lot of people wanting to read with playing cards, palm readings.
So you're going to be doing something outside of the while you're in LA. You're going to be doing your own classes as well.
Yeah, and so
that's genius. That's so cool.
Thank you. And what was so cool was one of the listeners got a hold of me, and she lives right there. And so what we're going to do is we're going to set it up, and then we'll be at the convention, and then we'll just, all the ones who we can come, get to do some other classes. You guys, if you show up for the fun of this, at this deal, I'm going to give you a free class. So you've got to get a hold of me, because I just want to have fun. We haven't been back in California. We're just having fun. That's what it's about. Everybody's
cool.
What are you guys doing the American convention? Because we want to have fun. And it's been days, you guys. You know how crazy and wild I am. I'm sitting over here. I'm eating in Tampa. They say, you want to go back to California? We got people going to make linguine. We're going to do some other fun things. You know me. You said food. And you guys are going to get to meet some of the rest of our crazy family. You've got to be there. I'm going to have T-shirts. I've got the Psychics Jethro's crazy face, and the little kid stole my hat at Disney World. He started it. They've got that.
So are you going to do this like on Saturday when the vendors are there? You're going to also have your extra classes? Because you are doing a special workshop for the event itself, right?
Yes.
Special workshop. Isn't it you're going to do this during vendor day or throughout the event or besides
throughout
it?
The event, and we've got Saturday nights going. We're looking at, we're going to stay Sunday. We've got other individuals talking to us. It looks like we're getting scheduled far into the week. You guys, we love
The week after. Oh, I'm a little slow in the draw. Can you tell? Oh, so after the convention's over, you're going to be doing classes. You're staying.
As long as they keep asking me. When we run
this
out of room, I have to do it.
Wonderful news. Remember I said to you, Jethro, come west, young man. Come west. Dragons.
You did, and that was true. 580, you've been patient. Me and Melissa are having fun, and we want to be fun with you. 580, what do you know?
Hi, this is Vicki from Oklahoma.
Hi, Vicki, V-I-C-K-I or with a Y?
I-E.
I-E, I love it. Oklahoma. How are you, Vicki?
I'm fine.
How can I help you today? It's a privilege to meet you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jethro is a longtime friend. He's really helped me out a lot. I just want to say thank you, Jethro. Kudos. I've connected with two of my guides. One is a female and one is a male. And the house that I'm in right now, my husband and I bought together. And if Jethro remembers, I've been having a lot of doubts about leaving. But I found another house. And, you know, I've never been afraid to stay here by myself until recently. It's just like a bad aura around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And
Whatever energies were on the ground, in the surface of the ground before the house was built from many, 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 many eons ago, appreciated the fact that you and your husband took such good care of the house. So they're kind of sad about letting you go. So what I was guided to share with you is if you could do some sort, do you feel comfortable doing some sort of a ritual to bless the house and let yourself go in sacred space? You can do simply, I release everyone to their highest and greatest good. Thank you for holding the space for me and my husband and my family while we were here. Please understand that we're not abandoning you or deserting you. We're here. We just need to move on with our lives. We need to be Martians now instead of plains people. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you can do a candle, you can burn incense, you can just whatever feels comfortable to you, Vicki. It's just the house and the energy is that you grounded so much work there. You came there to transmute energy, believe it or not. And now you're getting to go kind of more into an outer space, like you've earned your wings, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like saying goodbye to the house with love and making sure you set some heavy boundaries and let them know that the new whoever comes, you will make sure you'll do a ritual about the new owners as well.
Okay.
It's like a transitional thing you'll do, and then you'll feel the energy clarity. You'll feel some sadness because they're grieving your loss. They love it's like you took such good care of the earth. And once you do that, you can definitely, you'll feel a difference. You'll feel a difference. Don't, you know, because you're not coming from a place of fear. You're coming from a place of now it's time for you to go. And you're not abandoned. They need to be, you know, be clear that you're not abandoning them. It's just time for you to go and to thank them. And do it in sacred space. Call in your team. Call in Archangel Michael if you're drawn to him, and whomever you feel is, you know, appropriate for your process. And it looks good. Your new house is really ready for you, and do some ritual when you get there. There's a lot of fairy energy at your new place, a lot of this sort of sprite, twinkly sort of like you know, it's time for you to shift gears. It's a good thing. You've done your work.
Okay, because, I mean, my husband passed away in December, you know, and I've tried to explain it to my kids, you know, they're like, it's like they feel like I'm letting their father go. And I've told them, you know, our memories we're taking with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the hardest part for me to let go.
Well,
of the house.
Right, of course. But he's going to come with you if you invite him in. Nobody can help us unless we give them permission. So if you want your husband to come to the new house, say you're coming, right? You know, and grief takes a long time. There's no set formula. If this just happened in December, it hasn't even been a year yet. And so, again, people are feeling uprooted. They're feeling that sadness, the abandonment. How can you do this? Dad's only been gone a few months. But you have to trust that your husband helps you in this move as well. There's no, you know, mystery there. If I have your permission, he's saying yes. He's nodding his head. You know, she needs to move on with her life. It was not an easy death. And so now you need to clear that energy so that you can have new life. And give him permission. If you want him to come with you, he'll visit you. He's just waiting for you to acknowledge that it's okay. And if you're not ready, don't do it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I always want him to come with me.
Well, then just say, you're coming, right? And then he'll give you a sign. And
okay.
What is this about cornbread? Did you guys used to make cornbread all the time or something to do
with
cornbread? Okay.
Cornbread.
So you're going to, you know, take the cornbread with you, girl, and start making that cornbread. It's harvest time. That's the validation. And just say to him, I love you. How are you? You know, he did. It was a strange crossover for him. He wasn't quite sure he had gone. So it took him a while to get acclimated to being in spiritual form. But he's ready to communicate. He's not sure you are. So he's just being patient and loving. And just tell your kids that how much you love them and that, you know, that their father is with them. And it's bigger than memories. You have to understand something. You still have a life together. He's just in different form.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, the other night, I was laying in bed and I heard him call my name three times because I'm stubborn, you know. This is all kind of new to me, but I do talk to him.
Awesome.
And I heard, I looked over to the right and there was a form standing in the doorway and I heard bells ringing.
Beautiful. So you know that it's sacred space, that you're not in harm's way. You just give him permission. And with your guides and angels and with the divine's permission, you're continuing your relationship. And that was validation to let you know that all is well.
Okay.
You're amazing. Oh, yeah. Boy, are you a spiritual goddess. Ooh.
I had told Jethro about a month ago, I just recently connected with my two of my guides. You know, like I said, this is all new to me. It's taken a while.
Mm-hmm.
But my male guide's name was, his name is Mr. Jacobs. He's an old preacher looking man is what he reminds me of. And I'd had, about a month later, I had a blowout on a highway, my grandson and I, and the man that came and rescued us, his name is Mike Jacobs. And I
there
was like,
is.
Wow, that just... It kind of floored me.
And congratulations on recognizing that synergy and that divine intervention and that divine guidance.
Uh-huh.
That is the truth, everybody. That is it. That is the stuff. That's the stuff that the truth is made of. And congratulations, you know, Vicki, that you were able to put that together. That is huge work. Congratulations.
Yeah. I knew for me that was validation, you know.
Yeah.
For my God, because I thought, well, is it just my imagination? You know, am I going crazy talking to these people that aren't there?
No. It's just that you are a very empowered being, that you're coming into your own now. You know, you're really coming into your own. You're coming into, it's your turn now, and you have many gifts, and, you know, just keep that lantern lit and just, you know, be at peace with your new world.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
I'm just
amazing.
Getting, I'm getting the fruit pear, P-E-A-R.
That
uh-huh. There's something in the pear fruit or using that kind of essential oil. You might want to Google pear, you know, spiritual meaning of pear. But that symbol just came up for you. So that might be something you want to research a little bit. We always get homework, you know, and see what that means to you. Maybe you'll have a pear tree or something. I don't know. But the fruit itself has a message for you.
We planted a pear tree in the backyard before my husband passed away.
Oh, my. Psychic.
Hello.
Oh, well, thank you to your husband for sharing that with us.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear. Well, there you have it. Oh, I think I'm going to have a kundalini hot flash. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, then maybe, you know, take a pear or a seedling from it if you want,
uh-huh.
or leave the pear there. But there's definitely, and if you're comfortable, Google pear, because sometimes,
okay.
you know, as I always tell people when there's, like, symbols like that and there's, like, another message with it, you know, especially with animal totems, always look it up because the pear may have a message. It may just be like, the sweetness of life, or it may be, you know, when a pear tree is planted, a blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? There's a message for
uh-huh.
you with that, because the fact that you plant, oh, my God, I'm speechless. But anyway, just look it up. I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Babe.
Enjoy your new world and your new life. You can't get it wrong, okay, Vicki?
Okay.
You're on the right track.
Thank you. I love you, Jethro. You're awesome. Thank you, Melissa.
I love you.
You're more than welcome. It's my privilege.
You know, you're not
thank
that
you.
Far from Tampa, sweetheart. You come and visit us down here. I got some food for you. We'll do a little drumming circle and go out and do a little dancing and laugh with these people here. I got a peach pie I want to make for you that is just rocking.
Awesome.
So, love you. And we're going right back on to the next one. We got people going,
yeah,
why are you making
you
her peach
pear pie?
Pie?
Maybe you'll make a pear
yes.
pie.
I can make pear jam. I can do pear cookie. We could
oh,
do it.
You need to open up a spiritual restaurant.
I know, and it could be like all holistic, all natural, just the products that are really good, and I could put the magic. Because, like, I have a cake you make, and it always brings money. I know the pear pie usually works with you if you're having stress with your family. So I have these recipes. I had all these cool people that helped me with stuff. We were laughing on Friday the 13th. They go, you're not superstitious. I said, no, I just do what works in the light. So
yeah, well, you know, there's a whole myth with Friday the 13th about, you know, the wars that were fought and people losing land, and then there's the 13 moons and there's like the magic of it. So there's no right or wrong. And then 13 is actually the sacred number. It's not the bad number. But some people had some bad stuff. It just happened to be on the 13th of the month. So they decided that must be an unlucky day. Well, if it had been the 14th of the month and it happened, how about that? You know, but there's sacred. It's a sacred number.
I
go
love
figure.
That. I think, and that makes sense, you know, and you look at, I've had people tease me, where they were teasing about, like, I made magic cake and some of the things I do,
aww.
And the ones are like, Jethro, what are you doing? I go, I'm Christian, and I got to tell you, my godmother was Baptist, and she would make peach cobbler, and every time she made it, the nutmeg and all of the herbs and all the different things where we found out later, as I studied this in years, all aromatherapy, all things to bring people, and Meg would make peach cobbler. She would set it on the table. We would no sooner, and we'd have people from all over, and we always laughed. My dad and everybody was like, well, you know, everybody can't wait to get to her cobbler. Later on, different ones in the family, we'd make them after Meg had passed, and I was like, it just isn't the same. And then we laughed because she had given me recipes and things as we were talking. I was just a little kid, actually, when she passed. As I got older, I opened it up with my two sons, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, well, this isn't what we follow. And it was like, you have to take the pan twice, drop it on the thing, say a positive prayer. You have to... And my sons are like, are we going to do this, Dad? I go, well, yeah. So we're like making this pie. We're whipping this peach pie out. I'm not kidding you. I have been really having problems a little bit with my business. It was slow back then in the Rocky Mountains. All of a sudden, the phone starts ringing. People start, the pie's cooking. We got people. I pull out the pie. There's friends that hadn't stopped by. That we just couldn't quit thinking of you. So I know that it worked, you know, and I always laughed because she was very Baptist. And it was like, oh, anything else. So I love that. And I love what you said about 13, because I had two friends tell me yesterday they're the most magical numbers. Patty said it was Patty Negri's birthday. Those of you who's going to be at the fair and haven't got to meet her. And it was such a controversy that we still have people typing in today, you guys. I got to go because 856 has been so good. How are you, 856?
Fine. How are you?
Hi.
Really good. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Where have you been, my wild one? I've been worried about you.
Overseas.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Melissa, this is our very phenomenal Italian friend that we just love dearly, and she's just a sweetie. Would you give her your name and talk to her? I can feel your...
Sure. Rose Maria.
Say it again, babe girl.
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. That is a beautiful name. You feel like you've been through hell. You feel like you've just been through, like, you fought the war yourself on a PT boat.
Pretty
like,
much.
How are you? How
pretty
can I
good.
Help you?
Whatever you can pick up that's positive, because that's been gone and out of my system since I've been back.
The positiveness. You know, I'm going to give you a couple of things to do, like just physical things, and, you know, use them at will. When we get homework, I always honor the homework because it seems to always work. You need to take a sea salt bath just to kind of get – do you have a bathtub?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I do.
Okay. You want to get some sea salt. You want to get some sea salt, and if you have Epsom salts, you can soak a little bit. If you want to put lavender in there or frankincense and myrrh, we need to get you cleansed. Because you have a tendency to take on other people's stuff, not willingly or not knowing you. You just have this sort of magic about you that is what people are just drawn to you. They want to eat you like dessert. And so it depletes your entire being because they are, sadly enough, energy vampires, and they don't always have your best interests at heart. So what you want to do, and you always have everybody's best interest at heart. You don't have a mean bone in your body, and this is part of your growth as a soul. This is part of your initiation in being able to set boundaries, being able to say no when and mean no, and if people don't like it and they slam the door, just know that you're on the right side of the door when it slams. It's not to make them wrong, but it's to make you more aware of your abilities, which are very, very, very clear to me, and from your guides, that's what they're saying. So in this bath, fill the tub up, put some beautiful music, light a white candle, put a glass of water in a pretty glass by the candle, and you will see if bubbles come in, that's how you know you've called in all the wonderful spirits. You want to make it a sacred event, sacred space, nobody around you, and nice, nice warm water. You're going to stay in the bathtub till the water gets, you know, where you can't be in it anymore because it's too cool. It's about 15 to 20 minutes soak. Just enjoy it. But make sure you take that sea salt water in like a baptism. You put it on your head, your face, every part of your body. You can dunk and get up again and do whatever you want. Make sure all the water goes all the way out, and then you can just take a normal shower after that. After that, you're going to want to do a meditation, okay? And do you have like an altar, a little sacred space or outdoors where you like to go when you need to just be in that space, Rosemary?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Every morning I do my exercise.
Okay, so take one of your favorite crystals, and you can just sit and just, you know, you want to just cleanse and just say, I honor the cleansing. I honor the purity of my heart and soul and my being. I am ready to receive that which is from the unseen in glory, and only good shall come to me now. And you can paraphrase that. You can make that your own. But what you're basically doing is making your connection to the divine so sacred that it can't be broken, and you're giving the divine permission to help you.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And eat, you know, leafy green vegetables. That's for the heart chakra for healing. It's also good for the liver for cleansing out anger, which you have the right to have whenever it comes up. Don't ever deny that. And for any of us, don't ever deny your anger. And drink cooling beverages, you know, make a blueberry smoothie or a banana smoothie. Drink lovely tea. It can be a temperature warm, you know, not too hot, not too cold, because you want to just get more in touch with your being, every part of your being. Because I feel like in another lifetime somebody had you on, you know, those racks that people used to do as torture, where people would be like, they'd have their arms stretched above their head and their legs below, and they would be like almost stretched to death. That's what it feels like to me, that you've just come off something like that. So that's probably a past life healing you're doing as well. So you can't go wrong with this. This is what your beloved team has shared with me, and I'm sending you just all blessings. I know you're going to be fine.
Cool. You mean like I'll get the glass of water from the bathtub after I put the sea salt?
I apologize, honey girl. You're going to get a pretty glass to put by the candle. That is for in honor of spirit. It just it makes the connection even more strongly. And if so, it's like a pretty glass with tap water in it. That was a brilliant question, and I apologize for not being clear. And then don't blow the candle out. Let the candle burn all the way down. So you can do a small tea light if you want. You don't have to have a big candle. Or you can do like a votive. Pardon me, I'm getting all choked up. I'm so emotional. You can do a votive if you want. I would do a votive, not a tea light, because, you know, a votive has a little bit more sustenance to it. And then, and you'll see if there's bubbles in the water, it's really a great sign. And if you don't see bubbles, it's still a great sign.
Okay.
And let us know how it goes, okay?
Cool.
It was lovely to meet you, and welcome back.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Rosemary, I got to eat Italian stew, and I love it. It is like my favorite thing. I have a friend here, Bonita, who brought it to me in the rain, made me cry because I was all feeling sorry for myself. I'm like, I'm working. Nobody will bring me food at all. She brought us food. Me and my girlfriend were eating. She's like, and it was like real Italian. I kept thinking of you. I'm like, Rosemary, that is like the best thing. I feel like you're a sweetie, and, you know, it's going to get better. Please contact us on psychicsgonewild.com. Send in your information. You were one of our winners, and you want a semi-precious ring from Psychics Gone Wild that will be wild for you, and you also won a T-shirt of Gary Wimmer. Gary Wimmer, he's the wild one on Monday, so definitely put in your information there, and we'll get that sent out to you tomorrow.
All right, cool.
Yay, Rosemary!
So I'll send it to you on, you have it on your website, on
PsychicsGoneWild.com, and I've got down your number, and I know. So, yeah, send it there. Do stay with us in October. We have Lady Larango from New York, the phenomenal Brazil jewelry maker, is sending us gifts. Jateno is sending us angel CDs that will be given away all throughout October for Psychics Gone Wild. He is the phenomenal angel reader over in Italy, right now living in the United Kingdom. And Linda Irwin from Unseen World sent us CDs, and we're going to be giving those away. Jethro is giving away Living in the Psychic Realm books. Gary's given away his two books, so don't you guys leave us, you little traitors that keep running off. You got to play with us. I won't be cheated out of my date with you. 562.
Swag. How can you go wrong? There's swag, and it's spiritual swag. Woohoo!
Exactly.
It's ordained and blessed. You can't go wrong.
We love giving those prizes away. 562, what are you going to do? How are you?
How are you? It's been so long. Hi, Jethro. This is Kelly.
Oh, my gosh. It has been. And you've been like...
missing in action for like 5 or 6 months. I've been back to school, and I found my job, which you told me I would. And it's the best job in the whole entire universe. I'm so happy. I miss you. I miss you so much. I was talking to a couple of people on Facebook, and they were talking about how they were on your show, and I'm like... oh, my God, I don't ever get to hear Jethro, only on, like, you know, on archives, but I don't actually get to call in, so I'm so glad that there's a show today.
Hi, and your name is Callie?
Yes, Callie.
Nice to meet you, Callie.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Congratulations on all your happiness. And is there something I can do to help you? I'd love to help. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, just like everything, when things are good financially, or, you know, you get to where you want to be goal-wise, and then your emotional part of it, or your relationships with friends or, you know, mates or whatever, it seems like that falls off, and it's like that's where I'm at right now. I was talking to a couple of the gentlemen that were friends. They're people that I know for years. One is actually in Texas. And one who was here, like literally where I live. And we were all trying kind of to meet up, and I thought, well, you know, Texas is too far because of my career right now. I really can't go over there and start or pursue a relationship in another state because I'm finally where I want to be. And then all of a sudden, my other friend, he was actually my first boyfriend. He came into my life, and he wanted to date, and he wanted to go out and all this. And then all of a sudden, just like everything, it just disappeared.
Okay,
I'm not too sure what happened.
Okay, so here's what's happening. First of all, you find out who your true friends are when you become successful. This is really, really a very challenging lesson when you have an open heart to love. Because your energy is so high right now, those who can't find their way right now may latch onto you a little bit. It's nothing to be afraid of, but it's something that you have to discern. You have to decide, and you're doing it. You're setting healthy boundaries. No, you don't leave. You just got this great new job. You may like somebody. Let him come to you. My God, it's time for people to come to you more, okay, Callie? You've done all this work to get clear, and you have this, you're in so welcomed to have this job. It's beyond, you paid your dues. You put your penance in. You're supposed to have this job. So, and look how you celebrate it. You celebrate. You celebrate. Everything's celebration. Other people want to take that from you. I'm sorry to have to deliver this news, but you have to be discerning. Other people want to steal your light. This is a past life connection. This is a this life connection. You don't have to bail on people, but if you need to back off from people a little bit, so be it. The people who are supposed to be with you will come along on the caravan for the joyful ride. If they do not and they catch up with you later, fine, but it is not your job, okay, Callie, to make it easy for these other people. They're trying to destroy all the good stuff you've created. It's a backhanded jealousy. It's a backhanded sort of, and they're not aware of it. It's probably a past life thing because that's what we're all dealing with so much right now. So the one thing you want to do, it's like, remember when Cinderella, like at the ball, the coach turned to a pumpkin, and then the prince came and found her? That's what's happening. Let their coaches turn to pumpkins. You stay in your light. And it's not to badmouth anybody or be judgmental. It's just these are the tools that we have to learn because we do this work, to know that it's not always rosy, but we can stay in the light. And a lot of people's relationships are going through this now. The people that we're meant to be with are with us. The people that aren't, go away for a while, maybe they come back. We have no control over that. We just process how we feel. You stay in that joyful place. You have earned this. You're so worthy and deserve. You have to know that. And you shared that. It was just, when you told that to Jethro about your job, I just sat here in a puddle of, hey, happiness. It's so wonderful to hear somebody feel happy.
Yeah.
And to really honor that happiness, because that is what it's all about. So be gentle with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Let these things sort of unfold. Stay in your light. Do not let – they got to come to you. Let them meet you halfway. You're not going to go to go. This guy likes you. Let him come to you. Really? Because you got the new job and you're all sparkly. What's he going to do with that? Uh-uh. No way.
I noticed that. And instead of people being happy, it seems like they're trying to make me sad. And it's like, I don't want to be sad no more. Jethro knows what I've been through. I've been through hell.
Yeah, you have been through hell, and they don't want to let you be happy. It's very different.
Let go.
People even go to hell with people together. Some people want to control their happiness, which is not what you're doing. There are people that get happy, and then they try to control other people with it by saying, I don't want anything around me that's, you know, negative. I don't want to hear, even though they're hypocrites because they're being negative outside of that realm, but they don't realize it. You're genuinely happy. And nobody is allowed to take that. You've earned that. You've paid your dues. So if these people want to be sad, just say, I am. And you can be empathetic and just say, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I understand it. And then, you know, if you want to talk to them, talk to them. But if you start to feel your energy getting zapped, move on. Just take a break. Put a white light shield around you, purple light, green light, whatever you're drawn to. Doreen Virtue, the fairy lady, the angel lady, has a great technique. And if you look at her, if you Google Doreen Virtue, shielding, you can get some information about that. But it just feels like these people are kind of, I feel like there was a past life where you were like the princess, you were like the head person, and they bowed at your feet and then they stabbed you behind your back. Instead of being loyal, they stabbed you behind your back. So this is the lifetime they don't get to do that. And this is the lifetime that you get to just say, look, I've shared my goodness and my good fortune, and I just need to be with it for right now. It doesn't mean they're out of your life, but they don't have to be there now if it's causing you problems.
And do you feel like romantically, am I going to
meet
somebody else?
Yes. We said that together. I felt that immediately, that there's somebody maybe through this job or a party you go to or an activity or some sports activity or something to do with sports or tennis or something, that you're going to go to some sort of an event or something. And, yes, keep your dance card open. You're the belle of the ball. You just, it's like you want somebody that's going to travel with you. You want somebody that's going to be happy with you, not, okay, she's happy, so she's going to do the work for me, as opposed to you did all the work so you could get happy.
Yeah, that's true.
And just honor that. And just, yes, I feel somebody definitely. And there's somebody, who's Richard? Is there somebody around you named Richard?
Nope, not yet. No, not yet. I haven't met Richard yet.
Okay, so it's either Richard's coming into your life or maybe a guide is Richard, and you can ask that before you go to bed in dream state. Just surround yourself with love and light and say, you know, whatever your truth is in prayer, divine God, divine spirit. The name Richard appeared to me, and I was wondering if there's something I could know more about it. That's your homework, Callie.
Thank you.
To you. Thank you for sharing your heart with us. You made
thank
my.
You,
you just made me just like, oh, my heart is just like, ooh, a little big heart.
Don't you love Melissa? This woman's wilder than we're wild. She's going to have to become one of those cameras.
She's in the right show.
Jethro and everybody, I'm so honored to be here with you today. It is such a privilege for me and a gift. You must know that this is just a big, big gift for me. I'm so grateful.
You made me cry when I asked. I told her, I said, we're doing this, and we're making all the plans for the Rev Your Spirit, and all of us are getting together in L.A. And I go, Melissa, would you come on the show? And she hit me with that energy. She goes, I'd love it. My hair flew up. My lights went on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Melissa, thank you. And I laughed. I thought, this girl is not only intense, but when she gets you with that about 220, as you just got, Callie, tell everybody that's been listening in that hasn't got in today, what does it feel like to have this energy from Melissa when she's reading you?
Oh, it's just like, you know, you already feel like love in your heart, but she makes it feel like home, like, you know what I mean? Like, you belong, you're in the right place at the right time, at the right moment, and it's amazing. You
thank
are
you
amazing.
Much. You can be sicker and cry like a little baby girl, and I don't mind it. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, but that's my gift. That's our gift that we share, you know, I'm the instrument, and I that's where we're all supposed to be in that beautiful heart exchange. So I thank you for that.
We have one more friend that wants to tell you what they feel from your lovely energy. She's next, Karen in the desert. We're going to talk to her, but I want to quickly let everybody know we got a few minutes left. Definitely, we did this for you guys. If you're in California, you know anybody, if you can get to L.A., if you can throw yourself a Dixie cup with a string, get a hold of us the September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Okay, now I'm going to try to name them off, and you got to help me, Melissa. Melissa
okay.
Berman, Patty Negri, Robert Rodriguez, Sun Hee Park, Chin Hee Park, Van Duren,
Figueredo.
And then the other one is Dina, and I can never say her last name.
Pete Antonio.
Oh, my lovely little. We got to have the most funny. Oh, you guys come there. We are going to rock. It's going to be all that you've ever imagined. Anybody in L.A., it's going to make California shake without the ground doing it. So we're going to turn
really
around.
It's really reasonable. It doesn't cost that much. It's $111 for the whole package, and you can pre-register. And now that we're getting into the week ahead, even if you don't pre-register, we'll still do $111, but you have to register with Patty. Her, you might want to give that email
number.
Address if you can. Yeah, or
sure.
Her number.
You can contact Patty at 323-461-0640. And you can also email her at Patty, P-A-T-T-I, at patti.negri.com. We've got 2 minutes to bring our friend back, and I love this person. How are you, Karen?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hi,
Deborah.
Karen.
Hi there.
I'm so happy to meet you. How are you today?
Good. I'm another long time not been here, returning.
Oh, well, you've had things
thank
to
for
do.
That. Yes. It's just something in the air, I guess.
Well, how may I help you today? Because we have like 2 minutes, and we want to make sure you get what you need today.
Sure. Okay. I'm currently just started a new job, but it's not the real job I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to hear back on this phenomenal thing we're going to do. It's a humanitarian thing. And I'm just wondering if what kind of you could tell me about that, please.
It just feels like the autumn is the time it's supposed to really come in, because I'm seeing acorns and leaves and that sort of thing, that you need to delegate when you're doing this. Don't try to do everything yourself. Make sure you get the right help. Don't just give it to somebody that you think could do it. Make sure you really, you know, check people out so that they have the same wherewithal that you do when you do it, and it sounds like it's just going to open up doors for you, like it's a platform. And you wanted to know about that event, and you want to know about your new job as well, past this one. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. This is just, you know, the new one is going to be a huge worldwide effort of humanitarian.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just delegate. Make sure that you get the people around you that have the same ethics that you do, the same calling that you do, because sometimes people slip through the cracks and they think they want to do good stuff, but they unfortunately are looking for a free ride.
Right.
But that's where your strength comes in when you work on this. And, full steam ahead, all sails are up, you know. It's like I see you with the sailor hat on, and you're doing the salute, and it looks good. You're the one driving the ship, though.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. It was lovely to meet you.
And I know you were doing the show. Are we still doing the Connection Talk? How's your show going, Karen? I think of you quite often. I've been so crazy.
I haven't done it for quite a few months. It's always there. I'm still paying for it, so I can still go back and do it. I kind of resurrect it when I feel the need. So.
Perfect.
Love it. You rock. We love you dearly. Thank you for coming back and sharing your positive energy once again. Psychics
very
gone wild,
calm.
Wild.
Karen, you're so calm. You're just like Mommy Earth and Mommy Spirits. Lovely.
Thank you, guys. And